welcome today to Rejoice and See with Ty and Betsy Tice. Our episode today is called, Do You Have a Ram in Your Bush? Our Bible reading comes from Genesis 22, 1 through 14.
Genesis 22. Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham? And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Take now your son, your only Isaac, whom you love, and go in the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son. And he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you. So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, My father? And he said, Here I am, my son. Then he said, Look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went together. Then they came to the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to lay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, Here I am. And he said, Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place, The Lord will provide. As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be provided.
Today's Bible reading relates to the story of how God asked Abraham to offer his only son as a burnt offering. Just as Abraham was posed with knife in hand to sacrifice his son, an angel of the Lord called out from heaven and stopped him, indicating that this had only been a test of his faith in fear of God. As Abraham looked up, he saw the ram that God had provided in the bush and was able to offer him up as the burnt offering instead. At this point, Abraham used the term Jehovah Jireh, a term we often use to refer to our God as our provider. Today's story, we were headed to Florida to avoid the high prices of the coasts and hurricanes. We decided on Ocala. After literally moving our finger down the center of the state, we visited for the first time in July, did some exploratory house hunting, and found out that unless our Texas house was in escrow, we couldn't make a contingent offer. By December, we felt led to go back to Ocala and purchase a house without making the offer contingent. Though we had no prospects in sight for the sale of our Texarkana house, and actually the market was pretty slow, which had been in the middle of on the market for many, many months. If we lost our Texas house in the process, So be it. That's how much we knew that the Lord wanted us to move to where we were moving. It was a total faith action. In January, God provided the ram to us just as he provided to Abraham a ram in the replace of Isaac, his son. The investor with a cash offer who wanted a quick close, 2 weeks. Uh-oh. The bank had not responded to our offer in Ocala on a short sale. Although we had offered full price, it was 2 weeks to scheduling closing, and we had no place to live in Ocala. Time for ram number two.
It looks like we may need a whole herd by the time this move is done.
Amen.
Ram number two was an apartment complex that we found online that often specialized in granting temporary residency to people in our position. We would have to sign a one-year lease. However, we could break it for a penalty of 1 month.
Here's a verse to ponder. Psalm 37:25. I have been young, and now I'm old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging for bread.
Prayer for today. Thank you, Jesus, for never forsaking us and always providing our needs. Thank you, Lord, for your guidance and direction to make right decisions, even though often faith is required.
Let us live close enough to hear your voice and receive your wisdom and your provision. And we thank you that in each and every situation, you have never forsaken us. We've never lost our way because you've always been right there to provide the straight and narrow path that we were to walk on. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Loved ones, today, maybe you're in the same situation and you think, I don't know if I can handle another time of frustration. Let me assure you, my friend, you can. Because if God is on your side, who can be against you? God bless you and go with you this day.
A Samaritan, you are a son of Abraham. Where shall men worship God? I'm a Samaritan, you are a son of Abraham. Where shall men worship God? Well, neither in this mountain nor at Jerusalem shall men worship God. But in his spirit and in his truth shall his worshipers worship God. Oh, the wall is broken, rejoice, rejoice. Oh, the wall is broken, rejoice, rejoice. Oh, the wall is broken, rejoice, rejoice. He has redeemed us to God by his When Messiah comes, he will tell us all things, and then we can worship God. I that speak unto you in peace, said Jesus, I am the Christ sent from God. Oh, the wall is wall is broken. Rejoice, rejoice. Oh, the wall is broken. Rejoice, rejoice. He has redeemed us to God by his blood.